I'm Mark Robertson for ECNN. Today is Saturday, May the 8th. Thursday, a Houston, Missouri man was arrested on child pornography charges. 40-year-old Dustin Dwayne Postlewaite was arrested and then on Friday was officially charged with one count of promoting child pornography first degree and one count of possession of child pornography. His bond was set at $400,000 cash or surety. Details of his arrest are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Also on Thursday, a man from Bucyrus was arrested on charges of possession of child pornography. 41-year-old Anthony Joe Romines was arrested Thursday. Friday, charges were filed on Romines for one count of promoting child pornography first degree and one count of possession of child pornography. His bond was set at $400,000 cash or surety. More details on his arrest also available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A Baxter County man accused of killing his landlord has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. 63-year-old Robert Dean Penny entered a guilty plea to second-degree murder in Baxter County Circuit Court on Thursday. Penny is accused of killing 71-year-old Chester Hornowski. The sentence Thursday will run with concurrent time that he's serving now on other charges. A man from Pro Tem was arrested by the Highway Patrol in Ozark County. 44-year-old Travis Gunderson was arrested on an Ozark County warrant for burglary, driving while revoked, failure to register a vehicle, no insurance, and no seatbelt. He was taken to the Ozark County Jail. The Fulton County Judge's Office says that Fulton County's road system has suffered extensive damage from a series of heavy rains over the past few weeks, and all parts of the county, and particularly every road in the county, has been affected. Numerous culverts have been washed completely out of the ground, and low water bridges across the county have suffered extensive damage. Priority has been given to repair in the areas where residents cannot get out due to the heavy washed out culverts or damaged low water bridge. Once emergency repairs have been made, regular grading schedules will resume. Paperwork has been filed with the State Office of Emergency Management in hopes that a disaster declaration will be issued, which will make the county eligible for some funding to help offset the adverse effects of the disaster on the county's road budget. State officials have already been in Fulton County to assess the damage. A spokesman for the Office of Emergency Management said that they are aware of the bad conditions that exist and they are working to resolve them as fast as possible. Road crews have been working extra hours, including some weekends, and they ask for residents to be patient. Any questions, you could call the Fulton County Judge's Office at 870-895-3341. Two people were injured in an accident in Shannon County Friday morning. The Highway Patrol reports that 29-year-old Megan Starr of Kennesaw, Georgia, and 66-year-old Donald Rector of Birchtree both suffered minor injuries when Rector failed to yield and was hit by the vehicle that Starr was driving. The accident happened on U.S. 60 at Lindsay Road in Winona. Friday, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 222 new COVID-19 cases with two new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 337,170 cases, 5,759 deaths. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 404 new COVID-19 cases with three new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 504,868 cases, 8,821 deaths. For local county totals, you can visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. State Senator Carla Esslinger says she would like to see colleges funded based on earnings data.
This bill would specify that the Department of Higher Ed use post-enrollment earnings data to determine the level of state support for our colleges. And I think it just goes back to, as taxpayers, as parents, we send our children to post-secondary training, and sometimes a four-year traditional college, sometimes a two-year technical or community college, and with the hope, the plan, that they're going to receive a degree that opens the door to a successful career.
That's Missouri State Senator Carla Esslinger. I'm Mark Robertson for ECNN. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google smart speakers, and more. We're everywhere you need us. And remember, practice the three E's. Everyone wear a mask. Everyone wash your hands often. And everyone practice social distancing. Practice the three E's as we care about you at eCommunications.